Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 67. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says that he's continuing on with his lawsuit against the Biden administration regarding student loan forgiveness in the nation, saying that the Biden administration and the executive branch has no authority to actually cancel student loan debt.
Well, what we're doing is the state of Kansas is leading an 11-state lawsuit filed against President Biden and the Department of Education, and we're challenging the legality of his latest student loan forgiveness plan. And as you alluded to, the Supreme Court last summer struck down President Biden's first illegal student loan forgiveness program in a 6-3 decision. And that should have ended the matter. And that suit was brought by six states, of which Kansas was one of them.
That was our chat with the Attorney General here in the state of Kansas. The Biden administration says they are working on trying to tighten up the legal defense for the student loan forgiveness program. Good American Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Lawmakers in Kansas say that they are getting ready for the future, including the World Cup coming to the Kansas City area in 2026. As state lawmakers in Kansas did send a bill to the governor's desk over the weekend that would create near $28 million for investing in that 2026 World Cup appearance. KSNT News reports that the Senate Bill 28 was passed out of the Senate and House on Friday night that would set aside $10 million in federal ARPA funds for the fiscal year of 2025 and $18 million in the fiscal year of 2026 and would create a committee to provide an economic impact report to the state legislature after the World Cup appearance. In other news, with high winds across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has issued a verbal state of disaster emergency declaration due to what she called was an increased fire weather condition for the state. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance and extended a burn ban period with extreme fire danger that was a cause for concern over the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. 38-year-old Nebraska man Anthony Ruinard Jr. has been indicted in the death of an 18-year-old Nebraska man who was stabbed, dismembered, and burned beyond recognition in a remote area of Arizona last year. Ruinard has been charged with felony counts of second-degree murder and abandonment or concealment of a dead body. He was originally arrested for the case last July and charged with first-degree murder and other counts. In other news, 41-year-old Grand Island woman Hoden Farah has been placed is under arrest after police say she attempted to kill two workers at the USA pharmacy. During the incident, she was saying that she planned to choke the workers until they died after originally visiting the pharmacy and leaving upset. A call was placed to the National Suicide Hotline from Farah. The police department says that officer showed great restraint by not using deadly force. Farah also attempted an escape before officers arrived. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Axleton Hill Road fire claimed one home in northwest Pottawatomie County, driven by gusty winds Saturday and Sunday. Progress was reported Monday with 80% containment in Riley and Pottawatomie counties. Some hot spots remain, but no additional homes or structures are reportedly threatened. Precautionary evacuation of some near the Olsburg area Sunday were allowed to return home Sunday evening, although residents are encouraged to stay aware in case situations change. Past burns should be monitored, as well as weather in future days. A second fire, termed the Big Blue 2 fire, continued pushing some 8 miles up north of Tuttle Creek into Monday, fed by dead trees and timber left behind from the 2019 flood. Two Black Hawks and multiple tanker units were called in, with assistance from volunteer departments including Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and Nemaha counties, the Kansas Forest Service, as well as many area farmers and businesses. As early as Friday, the governor had issued a disaster emergency due to fire weather conditions in the affected areas. Marshall County Public Works announcing Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville for a bridge replacement, with construction expected for 2 months. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting approved a new motor grader purchase for a balance of $252,000 after trade-in. The Washington County Treasurer reports a lot of feedback about the intangible question, which is being researched but has not been decided. Road and Bridge Department updated the township meeting with County Commissioners. There will be a grant for the Greenleaf Road to put lines and signs on that road. Nemaha County Commissioners held a special meeting last week to discuss negotiations with the Department of Transportation concerning V Road and the Shoe Fly along Highway 36 near B Road. 2023 year-end transfers were approved with $3,000 each from the diversion and general funds, $5,000 from noxious weed, and $20,000 each from election and solid waste funds being transferred to capital outlay, and $200,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to special machinery. A motion to approve moving forward with housing market analysis from Wichita State University was approved on a 2-1 vote, with Jason Cook voting no. National Weather Service severe storm spotter training will be Tuesday evening in Seneca at the Nemaha County Community Building. The program is free and open to the public beginning at 7 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of our morning and midday news blocks available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, on our social media, and now on YouTube.
Rosalie Crow, age 83 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Crow.
M. Christine Chris Fite, age 64 of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, April 20th at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with family greeting friends Saturday, April 20th from 11 until noon at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Chris Fite. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, lasagna, French bread, mixed salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, broccoli, and blushing pears. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a day of fun and excitement on Saturday, April 13th for Sunoco's first ever shop and stroll event. Beginning at 10 a.m., bring your friends for a day filled with shopping, sampling, and special activities. Discover unique finds, enjoy specials, and sample delights from local stores. From fashion to home decor, gift shops, and more, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out on this unforgettable experience that showcases the spirit of Sunoco, Kansas. Mark your calendars for April 13th and join us for the Sunoco Shop and Stroll. For more information, visit comeseesunoco.com. We'll see you there.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then staying partly cloudy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying breezy throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then mostly clear skies and breezy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunny and a bit warmer going into Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Even warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 65, record high on this date 95, the average low 40 and the record low 19. With sunset this evening 7:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:58. It's 32 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of April. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. National title number 6 for the Huskies.
6.9 to go. In it comes to Ethan Morton. He's going to dribble this one out. And the second verse is the same as the first. UConn repeats as national champions.
Our thanks to Westwood One. And just like every other Connecticut win in this tournament, it wasn't close. Tristan Newton's 21 points led the Huskies to a 75-60 smothering of Purdue head coach Dan Hurley.
Knowing how great this team's been, we've taken, we've worn the everything shirt the whole year. And we just, everyone in this organization gave everything so that we could win everything this year.
UConn, the first team to win back-to-back titles since Florida in 2007. To the Diamonds and an epic collapse by the Cubs, parlaying an 8-0 sixth-inning lead at San Diego into 8-7. Then, 2 innings later, Fernando Tatis Jr. was at the dish.
Fernando hits it in the air to deep left. Hap is back at the wall. Gonna go! two-run homer, and the Padres lead it 9-8.
The call on KWFN, and that was the final. To the National League East, game one of a four-game set between the Mets and Braves. Brandon Nimmo swinging a hot bat for New York.
1-1.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Nimmo to the chop house. Whoa, what a shot. To the second deck of the chop house. A three-run game-tying home run.
The call on WCBS 880, the first of two round-trippers for Nimmo, and the Mets held on to beat Atlanta 8-7. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, now April 9th of 2024, and at these times we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. What's the latest, Larry?
Interesting, friends, that most farm loans are made by banks smaller than $1 billion in assets. That kind of shook me a little bit. I didn't think that was probably the case, but it's kind of interesting to see that they're doing pretty good, because I worry about them having enough assets to hang in there when things get tough. But so far, it really looks good. Farm banks experienced strong loan growth in 23, with agricultural lending increasing 6.7%, $110 billion. That's up from $103 the previous year. So they're doing a lot of business. They have strong reserves. Nobody's in major, major trouble, except maybe a few, but boy, it's so few. Deposits grew by 3% in 23 for those banks, but declined by 2.5% in the overall banking industry. So agricultural banks fared a little better there, and that's an important part of banking, no doubt about that. So how do they feel about agriculture? I think they're hanging right in there. I've talked to a few of them personally, not about personal dollars, but how they handle these loans now that increased interest rates are scary to some of these people. And I got to tell you, they're kind of scary to me, especially with the prices of grain. Now, livestock, we're doing fantastic. We can get along there pretty good. But grain prices sure are not helping us. So with that in mind, friends, we'll take a look at other things coming up in the next Steckline report that you'll be interested in. So tune us in.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Pond owners may employ grass carp to manage unwanted plant species. However, experts say their presence can potentially make matters worse. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Kirkin explains why well-meaning people include grass carp in their ponds and the problem created by introducing them.
Good intention people add grass carp a lot of times, but grass carp are really picky eaters. And so most of the time, the problems that we have in small farm ponds are like aquatic filamentous algae. So algae that actually grows on the bottom of the pond, but floats up to the top and makes really big, not very pleasing to look at mats on top of the water. We also get a lot of duckweed or watermeal that's floating on the surface. These types of plants aren't going to be the favorite food for grass carp. And so if we add grass carp into our system, hoping for them to eat those different types of plants, they might not help and they might actually cause some problems instead.
He relays the eating habits of grass carp and an unforeseen outcome of releasing them in a pond.
They like to eat submerged vegetation, so coontail is by far the most common, but there's lots of types of plants that grow underneath the water. And so grass carp, a lot of times they'll eat everything or they won't eat anything that we want them to, but they can start to eat a lot of that vegetation, which is kind of what we might want controlled, but that can have some unintended consequences. So one would be common in livestock production ponds. So if we're using these ponds to water our livestock and they eat all that vegetation, well, there's not going to be any plant growth in that pond to take up the phosphorus and nitrogen. So we might have too many nutrients in our system now, and that could cause things like harmful algal blooms, blue-green algae, but that can be toxic to the livestock that are using the pond.
Gherkin discusses the result of leaving grass carp in a pond for too long because they grow large and increasingly disrupt fish habitats.
Grass carp can live for a really long time, and in a lot of these ponds, they can live for 30 to 35 years. And so they can end up getting really big. A 50 or 60 pound grass carp is really a common size for them to eat. The research shows that a grass carp is really efficient at helping and beneficial to a pond from about age 3 to about age 7. And most people add grass carp to their pond and just leave them there, and they get really big. They can cause problems when they get really big, and so they become really even more picky eaters. They really like fresh growth, so they won't eat the whole plant a lot of times. They'll bite off a chunk and chew it up a little bit and spit out the pieces they don't want. Each of those little pieces can resprout. So there are times when, especially with larger grass carp, you can see your vegetation problem increase if you don't have enough of them in your pond.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gherkin on using grass carp as a tool within ponds. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Trees Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, black, white face, Sim Angus, and Herford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, white face, Sim Angus, and red Angus heifers. Bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, white face, and red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. We'll have 60 black cows that'll be 3 years or older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation black Angus and red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Has the threat of frost passed for your part of the country? We will check the weather archives for the annual averages on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 9th, the 100th day of the year. Musician Carl Perkins was born on this day, and the American Civil War effectively ended in 1865 when Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Any part of the country can have a surprise late frost, but by this time of year, folks in the Deep South are feeling confident they're safe from a surprise chill. Mid-South states like Kentucky and parts of Tennessee can see frost through mid-month, while the last frost in the Midwest and Great Lakes regions is typically around the third week of April. The Northern Plains and New England could be chilling for a while yet. Average final frost dates for those regions are into the first weeks of May. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check the forecast and find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour. Highs around 70 on tap again for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals baseball back in action again today after a day off yesterday where they are still at Kauffman Stadium at home as they get set for a three-game series against the Houston Astros with first pitch tonight at 6:40. Kansas City's coming off a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox, also at home, where they ended up sweeping the series with the last game on Sunday going 5-3. It's good news for the Royals where they aren't at the bottom of the league so far. They're sitting number three in the American League Central, sitting 6-4 for their overall regular season right now. The Cleveland Guardians are at the top of the league at 7-2, followed by the Detroit Tigers. The White Sox are at the bottom, followed by the Minnesota Twins at 3-4. After this series, the Royals do head back onto the road to go for a three-game series against the New York Mets, with that three-game series starting on Friday and going through the weekend. The Mets right now are sitting number four in the National League East, sitting with a 3-6 overall record. Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights baseball team split with Riley County as Riley County wins the first game 12-0. Valley Heights takes the late game 9-3. High school softball action on Monday. Donovan West and Frankfort Centralia split a pair 8-7 D West in the opener. Frankfort Centralia takes the late game 20-15. Valley Heights softball over Blue Valley 11-7 and 16-6. Marysville baseball and softball teams at Abilene today. Frankfort Centralia hosting Osage City. As well, Marysville High track teams at Smith Center, golf teams at Chapman, boys tennis at Manhattan.